last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, good morning. Dr. Sam here at the Marathon Center for Cancer. This morning with us is Brad Dagas from the Pacific Justice Institute. And I've known Brad, well over 17 years, because he has his current position as director of the Pacific Justice Institute for 17 years. And I knew him before that when he was working, he's a lawyer, but he was certainly working within the Christian community, defending Christians who came under attack because of their religious beliefs. Well, the Pacific Justice Institute is on the front lines of this battle, and it has almost 1,000 lawyers who give their time gratis for the various programs that certainly Brad is involved in. Here in California, I don't know whether you are aware, but here in California, they have a law that says if a boy feels like he's a girl, then he ought to be able to go in and sort of use the girls' bathrooms and dress, use the locker room, dress and undress with the girls, and use their showers. After all, if you don't let him do that, you're depriving him of his rights. And certainly Brad then has led an effort to get this onto the ballot, because the people would never go along with this. This legislation is passed by certainly the state legislature that doesn't represent the people. You have a small group of people who get the legislature elected. They spend phenomenal amounts of money. I suspect many times they rig the votes, be that as it may, onto the ballot for the public.
Oh, you bet, Dr. Stanley. We at Pacific Justice Institute drafted this referendum to have people sign and so we could stop it from going into effect and have it actually voted on by the people in November 2014. We need to get 504,000 valid signatures. We got a total of 620,000 signatures. However, the Secretary of State, in assessing those signatures, invalidated 131,000 of them, leaving us 17,000 short. So now we're going back and reviewing all the ones that were invalidated and preparing to go into court to challenge these signatures. We've found so many outrageous invalidations that took place that we just need to show that 17,000 of the 131,000 were invalidly invalidated, if you will.
And of course, the thing is that the people who work many times in the legislative department aren't interested in fair and open elections. They have an agenda, as does the Secretary of State. In fact, they've given you a rather bad time. In fact, some of the counties I just absolutely refuse to count the votes, even though they came in time. Isn't that what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's what it was really outrageous. The Secretary of State decided, she just pronounced and decided she was not going to count at all the signatures from two entire counties. So she just completely ignored two entire counties, Tulare County and Mono County, where Mono Lake's located. Well, these were delivered, in the deadline, before the deadline, unquestionably. And so we went ahead and filed an action in court in Sacramento, California. The judge heard the matter and said, yes, the Secretary of State definitely should have counted these and ordered her to do so. And we just found out that she's now has filed to appeal those the signatures, and I think the reason is because she suspects that in the end we're going to be successful in having these signatures that she declared invalid actually validated. So I think this is a desperate move on her part to satisfy the political extreme that keep her supported and hope to keep her in office.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're really facing. I mean, instead of we supposedly have a democratic society, of course, we're not supposed to be a democracy, it's supposed to be a republic, but at least there'll be a situation where people vote. And when you've got the people counting the vote who are corrupt, and I will tell you, I've been at this for 50 years, and there is corruption in the voting, especially in my county, where Sydney, here in the Santa Cruz, where I live. Well, I know people who are frankly members of the Communist Party working in that department, at least they were some years ago. Why? Because that's where you could have the most effect. It doesn't matter, you know, how the people vote. It's who counts the votes. It's important. So whatever the motivation may be right now in California, why they're holding this legislation off, in other words, it's not being implemented, although it's my understanding that in some of the counties, even though this supposedly they're not supposed to be implementing it, they actually are implementing it in violation of the law?
Yes, they actually are doing that. And the reason they're, I mean, they're implementing it because they, some of them think that this law has gone into effect, even though, you know, the law firm representing about a third of the school districts in California has come out publicly and said, no, it has not gone into effect. It has still stayed while this referendum process and signature counting is taking place. So nonetheless, they're implementing it. And it's to their own demise, really, Dr. Stanley, because if they don't have the protection of the state mandate behind them at all, then they're held out to dry if there's any harm or injury that happens to any student because of this policy. And, of course, there will be emotional harm and trauma when you have a 13- or 14-year-old girl in a locker room that suddenly finds herself, after she takes off her clothes about to get in the shower, suddenly a 16-year-old boy prounces in and takes off his clothes in front of her. She feels completely violated, as any young girl, a young person would, or even a young boy would. And there's going to be definite liability, particularly in terms of their violation of the fundamental right to privacy that these young kids have pursuant to the Constitution of the United States. No young person should ever have to be required to be naked in front of the opposite sex at any time in a locker room or in a shower at a public school, but that's what this law subjects every child to if it was implemented.
And the fact that this is being implemented, despite the fact that the legislation has been challenged, we live in a world gone mad. We live in a world gone mad. Where is the outcry?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
5% of care are just 20 strategies at the Pacific Justice Institute. If you're out there across America listening to the program, you have a question for Brad, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and certainly Brad, with his organization, was able to collect over 600,000 votes here so they could get the initiative onto the ballot. But, of course, the Secretary of State validated over 130,000 of those votes, so there's 17,000 votes short. What sort of response did you get from the churches here in California? Did all the churches back you, or was it just certain of the conservative churches? I know you had to have help to gather all those signatures.
Yes, there was a large, broad support among the churches and different organizations. Really have a heart of love and compassion for young people and not wanting any young person to be visually violated overtly that this legislation would allow. And it's also, very inhumane for young people who sincerely have a gender identity dysphoria, mental condition, and that this doesn't, require them to get counseling before they can start, dressing like a female. It doesn't require any notice to parents or input from parents. In fact, it even ignores explicitly if a psychiatrist says, do not put the Johnny in the girl's bathroom or girl's locker room. It will completely ignore the psychiatrist's recommendation, no matter how severe the outcome may be on the child in the view of the psychiatrist. That is not humane. That's not tolerance. That's putting these young people on the altar of political expediency, and that's a terrible, terrible, inhumane thing to do to any young people who is sincerely dealing with gender identity dysphoria. Of course, many of them are laughing and taking advantage of it by just simply saying that they feel like they're the opposite sex just so they can have the thrill of going in the other opposite sex's bathrooms and locker rooms and showers with the girls.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world gone mad, and I really think that most people don't understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, because I personally believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country sooner or later, simply because of what we're doing, not only as far as this, but so many things, whether it be abortion or sex or encouraging homosexuality or beginning to indoctrinate our children in sex in kindergarten. And this is what's going on in America today. With no moral foundation, that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools 50 years ago, because they wanted to destroy the moral foundation of this country. They have destroyed the moral foundation of this country. And where's the outcry? Is there any opposition to what you're doing? Is there any organized opposition to your effort to try to get this onto the ballot to let the people decide?
Yes. There is definitely. The LGBT movement is very adamantly opposing this. They're actively opposing us. Also, the ACLU. You know what they've done recently? They've definitely been opposing our efforts as well, which is really sick because you think American Civil Liberties Union, they should have more compassion and care for, young people being naked and, visually violated by the opposite sex. You'd think that if they're for true civil liberties, but they're very extreme, very, very extreme organization now that has really gone to the ultra dark side, if you will, of what civil liberties should actually mean. And so, what they've done is they're actually requesting copies of all of the volunteers who have been tried to get in review the signatures that were declared invalid. We have volunteers going in that are reviewing these. Well, the ACLU wants lists of all the volunteers, their names, their address, they're trying to review these invalid signatures. So the big question is, why are they getting this information? Why do they need this information? For what purpose do they want to, to treat these people down the road? It's really very draconian and unfortunate for particularly see an organization like that calls itself the American Civil Liberties Union doing this tactic.
Well, are they going to be able to get a list of the people? Are they going to harass these people because they're checking the validity of signatures?
Well, yeah. The county register's office is making a note not only of those who are allowed in to actually do it, but they're also making a note of those who are denied access because the form they filled out was signed, but was a copy of what they signed. They're, you know, if for whatever reason they're invalidating some people from being able to come in to review it. Well, the ACLU wants those lists as well and wants all that information. Normally, the registrar's office doesn't keep track of that information, but for some reason they're keeping it all keeping track of this information, and the ACLU is coming in on the Public Records Act and getting access to this information of these people. And we don't know why what their purpose is. We don't see a legal justification for it. All we see is intimidation. And that is something that the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, should be ashamed of themselves for trying to engage in. And we at Pacific Justice will be going to bat for these people if there's any action taken against them in any way, shape, or form, intimidation or otherwise.
And, of course, the interesting thing is, at least in my local newspaper, I haven't seen any mention of this at all. And so the standard media on the television we watch, none of this is covered. Is this being covered in some parts of the state? I'll tell you, here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, Sydney, if I didn't have a chance to talk to you, I wouldn't have any idea what's going on.
Yeah, the media really hasn't done this justice. We had some coverage on Fox News, some conservative news talk programs, but on a limited scale, partly because I think that, you know, the media is either behind this or they see it somehow as the new movement, the new wave. We've seen homosexual rights, homosexual marriage. Well, now they see transgenderism, transgender rights, as the new wave, and I think many of them are intimidated by the power of the LGBT movement, T standing for transgendered movement. So they're all united together under one cause, under one force, if you will. And this is the new agenda. This is what they're going to be pushing. And unfortunately, this part of it is applicable to our kids in public schools. And the goal is to inoculate children in public schools so that modesty is no longer a big thing, and also that being seen by the opposite sex is not a big thing. That's a part of the indoctrination, the devaluation of modesty and self-dignity that's being played out through this legislation, unfortunately.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. What are some of the other issues that you're dealing with?
Oh, yeah, separate from this one?
Right.
Yeah, we're also aggressively fighting a new law that went into effect in California. It's called AB 1172. And what it does, or excuse me, SB 1172, what it does is it bans any counseling for any young person under the age of 18 from being able to get counseling when they're having struggle with same-sex attraction and they want to get counseling that helps them understand why they're having these feelings, but also helps them work through them so they don't feel bound by those feelings and moving ahead. It's so important because there's so many young people, particularly in early adolescence, that have a lot of confusion. They have curiosities, same-gender curiosities and confusion. They need supportive counseling that's constructive. It doesn't encourage them to go down that very medically and psychologically very, very dangerous scenario. The suicide rate's very high. The disease mortality rate is very dangerous for those who choose that path of that lifestyle. So this legislation, though, prevents anyone under the age of 18 from getting any counseling from any licensed counselor that is any way geared towards steering them away from same-sex attraction or even same-sex sexual activities. They can't even steer them away from that. So we at Pacific Justice Institute went ahead and filed a lawsuit in federal court to challenge this as an unconstitutional violation of the First Amendment rights of these young people and their counselors. And we won at the lower federal court level, which was fantastic. But then it was reversed at the Ninth Circuit level. And now we have filed a petition for cert to the U.S. Supreme Court. By the way, the Ninth Circuit en banc was split 7-3, with three dissenters strongly in our favor. So we think there's a good chance that the Supreme Court will hopefully take this up. We're going to be having this all filed within a matter of weeks.
And the incredible thing about this is even if the young person wants to get counseling, they can't get it. I mean, it is illegal for any licensed counselor to give counseling if the parents want it, if the child wants it, doesn't matter. I mean, what sort of madness is that?
You're absolutely right. And I think it's important to notice Kaiser Permanente has come out and said and observed, and the psychiatric profession has observed as well, sexual orientation is something that can be very fluid throughout adolescence, even into, well into adulthood. And so when you have something that is fluid and you have a condition that, depending on which way they go, can be very dire to their long-term health and condition and mortality, you know, we as a society should at the very least allow young people who are struggling with this, with these thoughts and desires to be able to get constructive counseling in accordance, that's in at the very least in accordance with their own religious beliefs and convictions and creeds, mandates counselors to inherently challenge their religious beliefs, their convictions, and to encourage them into a lifestyle and activities that are totally divergent to their conscience and necessarily in what they believe is what God wants them to do or not do.
And this whole incredible thing going on in California here, we have a legislature that I do not believe ostensibly reflects the people here in the state of California. And the legislature is doing everything they can, at least as far as the initial issue of boys going in and showering in the girls' bathroom, to keep this legislation off the ballot. I mean, they don't want the people to have an opportunity to vote because the people would go along with it. But unfortunately, we have non-representative government. I believe, of course, that we have certainly dark and sinister forces controlling our state legislature here. But the average individual doesn't understand. The average individual in California doesn't even know these laws are in place. And certainly the media, in my opinion, is complicit in this. The media is controlled. But I will tell you, certainly in the area where we live, and we live, I read several of the local newspapers, this whole issue is blocked out. And I suspect this is happening in the Colorado area where this program is being heard as well. Well, our telephone number, is, again, is 1-800-254-7524. Brad, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with your organization? Because certainly I know that that you actually will help people all across the country who are facing problems related to their religious beliefs. How can people get in touch with you if they need help?
Oh, you bet. We have attorneys all across the country. As you know, we do our completely without charge. And they can go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And there they can get our sign up to get our press releases that we send out every week. It's called our Legal Insider. And also, if they'd like to support our work, we really greatly appreciate those. We're a tax-deductible, you know, donation organization, 501c3, so we greatly appreciate those who choose to support the work we're doing and serving them.
All right, one more time. How will people get in touch with you?
PacificJustice.org.
PacificJustice.org. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, 1-877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience, they're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, I'm Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. If you're out there in the listening audience, why, I have a question for Brad, 877-254-7524. But it is my contention there is an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of America. You see this certainly in the motion pictures. You see this in the pornography that's available for young children on the Internet. You see this certainly in our schools today, where they're starting to indoctrinate our children in how normal homosexuality is in kindergarten. Well, Brad, what are some of the other cases, some of the other moral issues that you and the Pacific Justice Institute are taking up?
Yeah, well, we're actively involved also in defending war memorials. For example, the city of Lake Elsinore, California, has decided, to support a war memorial to be placed at a new baseball field that they have, and they're really excited about it. And it's a really nice war memorial. It had an American flag on it and an eagle in the background of it. It's on a large piece of black granite. It also has on it a depiction of a World War II cemetery with grave markings, which are little crosses or little stars of David, on this memorial. And then it has a soldier from World War II kneeling in recognition and remembrance of those who died for our country. And then the slogan on it, the caption is, "Freedom is never free." And so this was fantastic. We thought this was great, very positive. Well, as it turns out, unfortunately, the American Humanist Association, an atheist organization, very intolerant organization, they decided to file a lawsuit to prevent it from being implemented. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute were contacted by the city of Lake Elsinore, and for a fee of $1, that's it, $1, we are representing them completely and wholeheartedly. We argued the case before a federal district judge. This liberal federal judge, he also declared the RLUIPA statute, Religious Land Use Act, was unconstitutional at an earlier date. Of course, that was reversed. Well, anyway, he went in and ruled that it was unconstitutional to have a war memorial that had any kind of symbols or grave markings like this, like a cross. And so we at Pacific Justice are now prepared to appeal this to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And once again, we will not be charging the city of Lake Elsinore any more than the $1 that we've already charged them to represent them. And we only did that for legal reasons. But we're hopeful that in the end we'll prevail, because if we don't, then we could see, World War II, cemeteries and all kinds of cemeteries have to remove their cross or Star of David grave markings. And I think that would be an atrocity to the valid secular purpose of grave markings reflecting the hope of the individual's loved ones of those people.
Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Ann again. And I wanted
to speak right up a little louder, please.
Okay, yes. I wanted to state that children in a classroom are captive to that teacher. And if they're forced to be psychologically raped in kindergarten by presenting material that is age inappropriate, content inappropriate, government control, I'm going to send you money, and I don't send money because whatever. But if we don't stop this, Agenda 21 wants to actually destroy our cemeteries. So
right.
Are you one of the few organizations that does this legal defense?
Oh, yes. We at Pacific Justice Institute are vehemently opposed to the Agenda 21 and their attempt to control where we live and compact where we live and remove cemeteries and as a wasteful usage of land. I think you're absolutely right. It's also in terms of the public schools. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we fight the public schools. My wife and I wrote a book called Reclaim Your School. And we also are very supportive of those who are seeking other educational alternatives now out of necessity, whether it's homeschooling, private schooling, charter schooling, or some combination thereof. So I want to thank you for your support for our work. And once again, the website to go to, the easiest place to do that is pacificjustice.org. And we're very grateful to those who are able to support us on a monthly basis automatically as well. That's very helpful.
Okay. It seems that people don't realize that we have to spend at least, I would say, 4 hours a week calling, writing, making whatever we have to do, because this is a war. We're at war. And again, Karl Marx said about 170 years ago, you've got to destroy God, the family, and patriotism, plus all these other things. And they're doing a great job of it right now.
They sure are. They know
exactly
what they're doing.
We have to fight. People are just lazy.
Yeah, you're correct. We do need to fight this. And as you well know, in Florence, Colorado, we're already involved in contesting a policy allowing a boy, as a transgender boy, but allowing a boy, he's 100% biological boy, from going into the girls' locker room, girls' showers. Schools allowing it to happen freely, and four girls who stood up to it are now under persecution and harassment by the school.
Oh, that's horrible. We have to go. We have to go to the board meetings and all the rest of it. Okay.
Right.
Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye.
God
but
bless.
Choose something.
For calling.
Listeners.
Our number
okay.
Is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, our guest is Brad Dacus, the Pacific Justice Institute. And you can find it at www.pacificjusticeinstitute.org. Pacificjustice.org, is that .org or .com?
.org, pacificjustice.org.
Pacificjustice.org, they're on the front lines of this battle for the soul of America. And the fact that you're not hearing about this certainly reflects the degree of control that exists over the media today, ladies and gentlemen. The media is rigidly controlled. They do not want you to understand the fact that the moral foundation of America is under attack. There really are people who want to destroy the moral foundation of America, and they're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. They're very well funded. That's why we need organizations like Brad's out there, and we try to have him here on a regular basis. So basically, how do things look in this case that you're taking in Colorado?
Well, it's ongoing right now. We are challenging him on the administrative level, and depending on how that pans out, we may have to then challenge him in court. But we have to go through an administrative complaint process, and we're hopeful that this school district will, in the end, back down and be more reasonable. No girl in Colorado, no young 14-year-old girl should ever have to worry about a teenage boy coming in and looking at her while she's naked and about to get into the showers. And it's also important to know, folks, that that over half of the boys who are truly transgendered in terms of they're having this gender identity dysphoria, many of whom will outgrow it, but over half of them are still heterosexual. So it's still problematic in that regard as well.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. My number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Brad Dekus of the Pacific Justice Institute, and they have almost 1,000 lawyers across America who will volunteer their time free of charge on specific legal cases to protect either organizations or individuals for coming into persecution because of their religious beliefs. Who's calling in?
It's Ruth from Denver.
They're going to have to speak much louder for some reason.
It's Ruth from Denver.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I want to speak about homosexuality. And in Luke 17, 26 to 30, it says, as in the days of the Son of Man, it'll be like in the days of Noah and Lot. And Noah it doesn't actually say this in the Bible. It talks about eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. But Noah is like violence. There was much violence in the land. And Lot, it's about homosexuality. And so I want to bring up the issue of three people I know, my nephew, a former neighbor, and the son of a neighbor. Two of them were abused in Boy Scouts, and one of those was also abused by the father and a youth pastor. Then the son of a neighbor, he was abused at Bible camp. So all of these people now are homosexuals. Two of them are off on female hormones. So a friend of mine who is deceased now, she told me that the psychiatrist, when these boys come to the psychiatrist, they say, well, why don't we get you on female hormones? So my nephew's on female hormones, and he lives in Oakland. And my former neighbor, he's on female hormones. He would get them at the Stout Street Clinic. That's a homeless clinic here in Denver. So this brings disability. Two of these three boys are severely disabled. And my former neighbor is so re-victimized that he can't even live alone. He has to go to a safer place to live. He had to move out. So the violence, there's violence against women and children, and then there's homosexuality, and it's bringing great destruction and grief and heartache to families.
You're absolutely right. And
right.
Basically, it's a tragedy, but this is happening not by accident, by intent. There is an organized, in my opinion, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the moral fabric of America, and is being implemented by the controlled media. God bless you. Thanks very much for sharing that story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
If I can comment on that, Dr. Stanley.
You certainly can.
You know, the studies show clearly, indisputably, that the boys and girls who are sexually molested as children have a much greater risk of having issues of homosexual temptation or sexual orientation, same-sex attraction, as well as transgender issues as well. They're not, of course, not all young people who are sexually molested have those issues, but they have a much higher risk of having those issues. And without question, these kids who were sexually abused, that has played a contributory role in what they're dealing with. And the hope that I want to tell people is that, that you know, while this world is a vicious world, it's a terrible world, that God, through his word and through counseling, can give healing to these people, even those that have gone through these terrible situations and these terrible struggles. And I've even had on my own personal radio show individuals who give their testimony of having gone through these struggles and successfully come out the other side.
Well, I think that what we need for people to understand is that certainly morality, the very fabric of our society, is under attack today. The people who are coordinating this know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that the media is not covering this simply reflects what's going on. And there are a lot of people in the educational process who want to do what's right, but they say they don't have the legal background. And if they try to do what's right, they'll come after their jobs, their pensions, and they'll be blacklisted. And so if you try to do what's right in America today, while you are potentially sitting on the front lines of the battle, and that's why we need organizations like Brad Dacus has. Is there anything else? We've got about 3 minutes before we'd have to let you go.
Yes. I think it's important for people to note that transgenderism with the hormone treatment and all is definitely not the answer. The average transgender individual who goes through this transgender process of trying to change their gender, their average lifespan is less than 30. The average one will not see the age of 30. So that is a travesty. In fact, that's the reason why Johns Hopkins University and other hospitals now ban transgender surgeries altogether, because it is a mental condition, and they have concluded that surgeries do not assist in solving the mental condition and the mental conflicts and depression. And so they don't even allow these kind of surgery processes to take place now, we need to learn from the professionals, look at the studies, and be responsible to reach out to these people and treat them as a mental, as having a mental condition. That's what it is. It's a dysphoria. And through love and counseling, they can work it through. And as so many have already, who've come forward and have shared their story, and many of them are actually full-time counselors now.
And, of course, except here in California, if you are a transgender, why you and you're less than 18, you can't go. A licensed counselor cannot counsel you. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad.
Right.
And where is the outcry from what we need? The churches be on the front lines of this battle. Some of them are helping, I'm sure, but an awful lot of them are just not talking about this. They have infiltrated the highest levels of both the Catholic and Protestant churches. In my opinion, they're working within the religious seminaries. America, which was once a Christian nation, is now a post-Christian nation. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Parting thought before we let you go, Brad.
Yes, I just think people should not be discouraged. When they see people going through these conflicts, they should try to get them to have some good counseling, and particularly with those who've gone through it and been set free from it and had healing from it. There's wonderful on the Internet. You can find people who've gone through it, have real powerful testimonies. If they need legal assistance at any time challenging this garbage in their schools, the victimization of children, they should not hesitate to contact us at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
God bless. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Stand back here. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across Colorado and Wyoming that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand that there's a conspiracy against God, an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy the religious foundation of America. And they've done a wonderful job. They've been at it for 50 years. It was 52 years ago now that they removed God and prayer from our schools. And then a little bit by little bit by little bit gradually eroded the moral foundation of this nation. And why? Because there are organized evil out there. There are organized evil organizations. And if you doubt that, I'll go to the Trilateral Commission website. Remember, this is 80. seven people who run America, the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Here you'll find other people in key positions. Remember that Barack Hussein Obama appointed 11 of those 87 people to key positions in his administration when he came in, and they still control him today. But of course, if you look at their website, you look at their logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. They understand what this is all about, how often they use the figure 666 in so much of what they do. But of course, people don't understand. They really find it difficult to believe that there really is a conspiracy against God today, but there is. And it's working at every level of our society, including within many of our churches and our seminaries. They've changed the music. They've changed the message of our churches. And so few of our churches will really come forward and tell you, oh, they'll talk about the scriptures, but they're not telling you about the satanic conspiracy that dominates our nation. Well, that's our message. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. The number is 1-800-544-8927. Brotherhood of Darkness, my explanation of what's going on today. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get it in large numbers and distribute it, why, we'll give you an excellent discount. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the other things we have on the supernatural aspect of what's going on. So that we have a talk given, calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. And there really is a supernatural element to everything going on today, because there really are Luciferian forces working within the White House at every level of our society. And, of course, the ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And, of course, as the Pope has said, the new Pope, why, we all worship the same God. I mean, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Jew, the Muslim, we all worship the same God, and we don't all worship the same God. There really is a spiritual component to everything going on in the world today. And once you understand that, why, everything begins to take on an entirely different meaning. And hopefully, of course, you'll join us in this epic stroke for the souls of men. Our number 1-800-544-897. 1-800-544-897. If you follow at the same time, please pray for me to release our position.